A lot of people have noticed this week because I think the guy, George Clark, just posted this on October 20th or so. He posted an excerpt from the premiere at Mann's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, California, the premiere for Charlie Chaplin's film The Circus in 1928. So it's actual footage of the fans coming to see the movie. The scene shows a large woman dressed in black with a hat hiding most of her face, with what can only be described as a mobile phone device, talking as she walks along. And George Clark is really puzzled by this. He's asked people to contribute explanations. How could this be in 1928 that someone's on the phone, the mobile phone? So I guess the authority on this, the power on this point would come through Ion. So,
well, Bob, you were 6 years old. They didn't touch up cellulose back in those days. If it filmed, it filmed.
Yeah, but they could stick it in now, couldn't they?
Not in cellulose. They'd have to redo the whole thing.
Okay, so technically can't be done.
Didn't say technically. We just said they didn't do it.
So what would you tell George Clark is the explanation?
That's easy. Future, past, present's only in the now. Where do you think Janis Joplin got her music from, if not the future?
The person that's on that image, are they talking on the phone? That's the big issue. It looks like a man dressed in drag. He's got huge feet. He walks real slow. It looks like a person in L.A., basically, just completely distracted on the cell phone for just a brief moment. Is it a phone or something else?
It's a telephone, yes.
Is it a modern phone that we have within the last 10 years?
It's a 4G.
Where is that person coming from, and why are they dressed like that?
Why not?
Were they going to the movie?
Yes. It was not an easy ticket to get, by the way. It was easier to come from another world than it was to get a ticket to that premiere.
Did she get a ticket?
Of course.
Was it a woman, or is it a man disguised as a woman?
It's all relative, Bob.
So she is walking through there. Are they from a parallel world, a parallel 1928?
Oh, no. A future to the past.
Why would she be wearing that kind of clothes?
What's retro, Bob?
Oh, that style will show up at some point as a fad.
Of course. Well, look around long enough, it's already come and gone and goes up and down like a window shade.
Well, if George Clark doesn't hear his explanation and doesn't want to talk to Ion, then his wood's wet.
No, it's all right. Don't piss off the Pope. He's interested, too.